This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, good afternoon, beautiful people. It is an amazing Friday afternoon,
Is
great because it's been raining the whole freaking week. But yes.
I like that, dude. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it is nice. But anyway, welcome back to the latest episode of the Millennial Gen here at Cliff Central. We are super excited for this show because we have yet another up-and-coming millennial artist for you.
We actually got two.
Yeah, that is true. We have two up-and-coming millennial artists, and we even have another guest called Tumeleng at the end of the show. So, without further ado, let me introduce to you guys our guests. Sound effects, please go for it. We have Kavani, the guitarist. Say what's up.
Hey, what's up? This is Kavani.
Glad to have you on the show, man. And then sitting next to you, we have the one and only former Idol star, Olivia Cloud.
What's up? Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming.
Awesome.
Still star, just for my idols.
Still star, just for my idols. I like it. Okay, so moving forward, what are we starting off with this show?
We obviously got to get into the guests. So we've got Kavani and we've got Olivia. So Kavani, let's start off with you, dog.
Did y'all meet?
Oh, sweet. I mean, we just met right now.
Yeah, we just met.
Perfect. I like it. So just wing it.
So like, yeah, tell us, dude. How did you start up in the game of music? Where did it all kick off with you?
Funny enough, like I've been singing from like the age of five, but then I've never really been a musician from a young age. It's always been a hobby for me. Nice. I've always been more into sport like rugby and hockey.
Oh, hectic. That's unexpected for a man that's at AFTA.
Yeah, crazy enough, I didn't even know there was music at AFTA when I first pitched.
Serious, actually, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Me neither. Learning new things.
And then there's like TV and shit. And like, damn. Anyway, carry on. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. So then like just carrying on, I guess. It was the one place I applied to, like after matric. I wasn't really academic at the time. So then my lecturer was always telling me, go to AFTA, you'll fit in. Go to AFTA, you'll fit in. Like all of them, crazy. So I went to AFTA and I found out, shit, this place is actually quite cool. Mm. It's laid back, it's my steez, and there is music. You know what I mean?
So then, yeah. So like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's not what asking.
We were not
AFTA
paid
students.
By AFTA, by the way.
This is not paid. This is not sponsored.
They actually pay to go to AFTA.
I wish I actually looked into AFTA, because I mean, being an artist, it's so difficult to kind of find a place where you fit in a way. Like I started off at Wits, and you know, before I decided I wanted to go into the psychology, I mean my singing, I looked at psychology as well, but that music aspect wasn't there.
I feel like, I tell you what, we've spoken about it on the show before, it's because in high school and stuff, no one ever actually tells you that these places are out there, you know. So it's more of a thing of, okay, we're gonna push BA and we're gonna push BCom and we're gonna push engineering, all this junk, but no one ever wants to speak about creativity and 100%. How to further yourself as a creative.
But that's exactly what we're doing with this show, is we encouraging creativity in the youth.
That's not what we're doing with the millennials.
Exactly. That's the whole
platform
point of our app. Yeah.
It's unreal, because I feel like everything is so academical, and that aspect of like the social and the music and the cultural, I mean, it's coming up now with, you know, that first Thursdays that a lot of people go to that, what's it called?
A circa gallery in
Rosebank. Yeah. Mm. So there's like a lot of like social events happening as well, but I feel like the millennials is the best platform at the moment for people to like get going in what they want to do.
Thank you.
I mean, we are trying.
Whether it's photography or designing or
literally
music or
any
anything.
Creative field you can think of, you can go and register on the app and then.
But I mean, like, I feel like a lot of the reason, or the main reason that, like, we're seeing more things like the Circa, First Thursdays, and all these cultural events is because people are finally starting to realize that, dude, culture is cool.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah.
Culture is cool. Like, seeing art, drinking some fine wine, having some gin tasting, you know what I'm saying?
Dude, people have fallen in love with wine, art, and gin and tonics in the last, like, years.
Oh, nah. I just enjoy looking at art, gin and tonic in my hand, you know.
It's No, I'm kidding. That's the, I agree. Yo, did you? We were there last night, by the way.
Yeah.
At First Thursday,
at Soca, at the gallery.
Maybe that's why we're looking a bit ragged.
That's why he's wearing sunglasses right now.
That's why I'm wearing a cap, because my hair is just not feeling it today.
Yeah, she featured Azul, though. Did I tell you I saw Olivia last night?
Yeah.
What?
I was like, whoa. Fancy meeting you here.
So, how was it last night?
Oh, no, it was super dope. It was the last one of the year. Yeah. So, like, Christmas lights everywhere, and then they had like a full on band. And what was nice is like all the youngsters have gone to Plett and Ushlanga for Rage.
Yes.
So it wasn't like as crowded, you know, which is nice. You could actually walk through the art galleries.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually very nice, eh?
It was. Like I came up to you, I remember, I was like, listen, it's dope because there's not a lot of people.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it's. But I feel like the element of it being full is also like quite inspiring, like as a creative.
It's true, because like that's what they do there. Like they have up and coming young artists performing. That's where I met Tony, the guy who was on our show previous to last. So like, you know,
it's sick seeing creativity move forward, you know, in the game, especially in South Africa. You know, we've always been seen as like we're behind.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like creative matters. Our artists were never overseas, like no one ever heard of us.
Yeah.
But now look at it, Anati, aka
Casper,
Frank Cassine, all these guys blowing.
Even Nasty C's got a track with French Montana.
Yeah,
girl. We had Frank Cassino on the show, our last show.
Last week.
He just collaborated with ASAP Ferg.
That's crazy.
Like people,
man slid into this guy's DMs.
That's crazy.
Like ASAP hit up Frank and said, I like your stuff.
That's crazy.
Let's work.
Speaking of collaborations, I've been in the studio with Gemini Major.
Bam, bam, bam.
Hey. Boom.
What?
So we actually just finished recording this week, my new single that I'm releasing next year.
Okay, we're going to have to get you guys on the show again.
Yeah,
then,
for
like,
sure.
Quite soon.
Yeah, you're going to have to come and perform that.
I know, definitely. He's in Durban at the moment, otherwise we would have, you know, given you a sneak peek, but it's still getting mixed and mastered at the moment.
No worries.
But it is an unreal track, and I'm so excited to play it for you guys.
I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what next?
Dog, I feel like it's time for like the culture, like, well, you know what I want to speak about.
I know what you want to speak about.
You know what I want to speak about.
This man in his sneakers. Are you wearing? No, you're not even wearing them.
I'm wearing white mountaineerings.
Every time I see him, he just has different sneakers, and they're the most crazy, outrageous sneakers. Off-white, collaborated with Nike, collaborated with Adidas. Like, I don't even know. I don't even know where you find these sneakers, but they're just
unreal. No one knows
unreal.
Where he finds them.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah, and we're talking about the shoe.
No, I'm speaking about the app. Like, you guys were saying, I don't know what you're
saying. There's an app?
There's an app. There's an app for everything.
Literally called
I need to find like places to buy cool clothes.
Girl, hit me up. I'm them DMs, girl. All right. So.
But let's hear from you guys.
Yeah.
Hit us up on WhatsApp. What you guys want to hear.
Hit us up on Twitter, on the Cliff Central Twitter.
Yeah.
Slide into our
That's
DMs
better.
On WeChat. You can also hit us up at the Millennial GN on Twitter. So yeah, we'll take your questions. What you guys want to know, what you guys want to hear.
Heck, DM us on Instagram.
Mark really wants to up his numbers in his DMs. I don't know what's been going on with him lately.
That's not the reason. Respect me. I'm kidding, it's fine.
There's maybe, a few things that have been happening in the sneaker game recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know, but British culture is pretty much the biggest thing. Like within
mine's not hot
millennial culture these days. Like British culture is number one.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have seen it, but most of the things that we've seen these days are inspired by like just the crux of a British guy, or like, I don't know how to explain it to you, but
yes, Mr. London, tell us.
Yeah.
Explain.
This guy loves
explain
London.
To us.
No, but dude, for me it's more of a thing of like, because I've been there and I've seen it, I don't know how to describe it to you. Like, it's a...
What, London?
Well, just the British the British culture that we're seeing these days. The Air Maxes, the track pants. Like,
yeah, even with the woman, like, that look. Like, my hair is inspired by, like, what all the British girls are doing right now is this icy blonde. and, you know, like the tracksuits and the big bomber jackets. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw this music video where this girl was in a studio and she was, it was like two cuts that went like close up on her face and then full cut. And she was just wearing this like huge bomber jacket and like these big hoops and like these sick shoes. And she was British. And it's just like that look that's kind of in at the moment.
Yo, you went in there. I was like, damn. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen, but the new Adidas Yeezy Calabasas sneaker.
Calabasas.
Okay, so I'm just going
to... Calabasas is LA. That's where the Kardashians where live. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So...
Ooh, that is actually... Yo.
It's a pretty, pretty, pretty
wow.
sneaker.
Is that suede?
I think it is gray suede.
That's hot.
But Adidas are killing it in the game right now. Let me tell you that.
No, they are. But now some say Nike are slowly...
Nike are coming
or quickly,
back.
Actually, rather.
Mm. Let's chat about that. I actually really want to
Nike's,
chat about
Nike's
that.
Little comeback.
Little comeback. Nice like comeback. They, but they had to. They had to make
no, of course
comeback,
they had to,
you know?
But they were waiting.
I feel like that's what it is, dude.
Were
everyone
they
has,
or were they just trying?
No,
like
the thing is, everyone has, like, their few years of, like, being that guy in the game, you know? Being at the top of the game.
Mm.
So like before Adidas's NMD or their Ultra Boost Soul, that's kind of when Adidas came next level in the game. And before that, Nike was still killing it.
That is true. That is true. So Adidas just did what Nike are doing now.
Dog, like it's just a thing of old things are becoming hot again.
That's actually a
fashion is history,
but
dog.
I feel
it
like
repeats itself.
Adidas is also like really hot at the moment. They released those new laceless NMDs and then with the Chinese writing. I don't know if you guys have seen
oh,
this.
Oh, those like bluish, like, they're like
kind of like the ones that are on my face.
Yes, those. Yeah, you see, I'm very behind with these trends at the moment. Yeah. I've just been in the studio, so I'm not.
What about you, Kavani? Like, are you like cultured in this industry?
I'm a bit behind. I'm more of a vintage guy.
Dude,
like old
it's okay.
ladies.
Me as well.
Like old ladies. Whoa. Oh, let's slow down and just. What?
No, did you say old ladies? I don't think you said
golden
old.
80s.
He said golden 80s. Yeah, yeah. No one said old ladies.
I need to put both my mic
Listen,
like headphones
just,
on.
Yes.
Keep your fetishes to yourself.
What? All right, moving on then.
Yeah, let's move on.
So.
Anyway, okay, but now you were saying, so you're more like vintage style, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question. Are you like that with your cars as well?
I'm not much of a car guy. Fuck. Like, man, I love
really.
My feet, eh? I won't even lie to you.
You like?
I have proper African feet. I'm Shangaan, my guy. I can walk.
I was like, when I heard I love my feet, I was like, okay, let's see where this goes. Moving on. So, like, you're a vintage guy. I vibe with that.
That's not moving on, by the way.
Well, I was going back.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
I know.
Moving backwards.
Sometimes you have to go backwards to go forward. Carry on. Just, yeah, we're getting sidetracked.
Thanks for that, dude. Thanks for that little... I dig when people have what's different to the hype.
Yes.
It intrigues me.
You've even got a nod from Tumi in the corner there.
He's like the definition of what's not the hype. He's the most alternative person I've ever met. So
but
he's definitely gonna nod.
He makes it hype.
He does.
No, like, he does.
He can make something that's not hype.
Hype, 100%. I agree with that.
Tumi, don't you wanna come and sit in? Okay, that's fine. Later.
But yeah, I was trying to just well up to my man Kavani.
Yeah, dude, and that leather jacket. I've been eyeing that thing, dude.
You see, like this thing is the definition of vintage. Like it's
I
pretty
see.
Worn in.
I can see,
dude,
but yeah. It gives it character. It's so sick.
Yeah,
it
man,
tells
I love
a story.
This
definitely.
Like, literally.
Yeah.
What is its story?
Oh, wow, there's so many actually.
Oh wow.
I mean, I'm not gonna tell you the story of every
no,
kind of like you know bruise.
It's been through the most I can see.
Yeah.
Judging from how many stories, like your reaction to when I said how many stories are.
the vintage vibe is actually so crazy right now. I mean, I was in Topshop the other day.
Yeah.
And girls were coming there with their jeans. They were doing like this promotion where they distress your jeans for free, where
what?
They like cut
That's
it
so
up
sick.
And make it like vintage for free. So all these girls were like, hi, please can you make these like ragged at the bottom and make like cuts over here and rips over here. And my mom was like, what the hell is going on? What is this? What is happening to
no,
the world?
But like it's been like that. Like
oh, dude,
these days it's all about your thing being unique and you like you're the only person that has that thing. So you're the only person that has that fray in that position on that pan.
Yeah.
Or you're the only person that has this thing painted on your jeans.
Yeah.
Or embroidered. So like, that's why I feel like that vintage craze is just... Because back in the day, they didn't mass produce everything like nowadays.
You know? So it's all the same. Like, this, I'll have the same ripped jeans as another girl from the same shop.
Now it's like a more personalized, a more personalized experience.
Yeah,
dude, that like that just like it gave me an idea. We should do like a customization stand. People could come to us, and you can do like small, tiny little customizations on their clothing.
Bang, bang. You're welcome for the idea. I need some commission on that.
Come and join us and
actually
help us.
Calvin Klein, I've done it. I've seen there's this girl called Karabo Poppy. I actually want to get on the show. She's like an incredible artist.
Yeah.
Coming in the game.
But yeah, perfect.
Calvin Klein, she's been doing stuff with Calvin Klein, Nike. Like, these days, being a creative pays, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
If you guys are young and you're hearing us, like, just listen. Go further in your creative arts, because that shit is what's going to take you far. If you got passion, ride on that. All right. We're going to take a quick U-turn and chat about cryptocurrencies.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. I'm sitting out of this one. I know no, all about that.
I'll tell you why. Because apparently, it's been reported that cryptocurrencies are ruining the planet. Yeah, everyone is like, yo.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, I feel like they could.
No, but can I tell you why?
Tell me.
So they say that cryptocurrency, like the fact that it's becoming so much harder to mine it, the computers that mine the cryptocurrencies are taking more and more power.
Yo.
Like, and it's becoming like a huge thing, because these computers run 24/7, 365, never take breaks, so they're always just chowing energy.
So man's created a new like thing to like pollute the world.
Exactly.
That's it.
Like, you know,
I feel like everything that man creates is.
Yeah, it's man bring about their own destruction.
Dog,
bruv. No, just took a reel. I'm sorry to take that there. I'm sorry.
And here you are saying we got to start mining Bitcoin at the office.
You know, I don't know. I mean, I read this like 2 days ago. It's weird.
Fresh, it's fresh in the head.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, but yeah. What? Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know what? I think let's take a small music break, and then when we come back onto the show, we will get into the music
100%
side of things. So
yeah, we've got some live things coming for you guys,
and so also send through questions that you guys want to ask us as well.
Definitely. Yes, in the break, send through questions. Okay, here is Jordan Rakai, Selfish.
See, her day is quickly gone. Yeah. All her problems left alone. Still I feel like nothing's changed. She wants to move it in the fast lane. In the fast lane.
And welcome back. Okay, so let's get straight back into it. Kavani, we are going to hear from you. What song will you be performing?
This is an original.
I just let down. You made that so like, what song will you be performing for?
Exactly. I was trying to make give the dramatic effect.
You got there.
Yeah, dude. Like, I would like that.
Like, I was. It was literally so on point that you were shooketh.
Dude, I stopped the whole thing. I was that shooketh. I was like, whoa. Like,
what is this term, shooketh?
I never expected it.
I never expected it. Literally.
Like, it sounds like gibberish.
Shooketh.
You know that language that you speak when you don't want your parents to understand. Shakespeare? I did, love.
Shooketh. And then?
Shooketh. It was one of the first words ever invented.
Is that Shakespeare? Are you using Shakespeare right now?
I actually don't know what Shakespeare is.
Honestly, I have absolutely no idea either.
Gosh.
Calmeth, shooketh, come
calmeth.
Backeth.
I've never heard of
calmeth. Calmeth yourself.
I'm gonna start speaking like that. My mom's gonna think that like I got a distinction in English. No, I did though. Let's be honest.
Young plug.
Okay, so Kavani,
have we broken the ice enough
stuff?
For you
there? What? Okay, what stuff?
Okay,
what stuff do you have for us today, dog?
Alright, I got two songs. I got an original called Slave for Her Music.
No, we don't do originals.
You don't do originals?
No, I'm kidding.
So yeah, it's Slave for Her Music. And then I'm gonna hit y'all with a cover of Bedroom Eyes by Natty, an amazing reggae artist.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. I know.
You know.
I know. And then
look at him, he has dread.
After this, the first
I'm kidding.
You shouldn't have said that on. Alright, so after that, we actually got something very special for you guys. So Cavani and Olivia literally just met each other about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, and they're gonna
20 seconds literally. Counting. Oh. And yeah, after Cavani goes live with his tracks, we are going to do a live collaboration.
Like, oh my god.
30 minutes prep. Let's see what these amazing and creatives have in store for us.
Awesome.
No pressure at all.
None whatsoever.
Okay. This is Cliff Central. I'm going to put off our bed music and y'all are going to go in with the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Sick. Whenever you're ready, man.
Oh, yeah. Slave for her music. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I swear I've been losing my mind every time that you have been walking my way. Ooh, now baby, won't you show me? Not to mention that I say I'm a slave for your music. Go, yeah. Don't you see this life you're living just ain't the same that's given. Go, yeah. Don't you see? Not to mention that I say I'm a slave for your music. This life you're living, girl, just ain't no truth. This love you're giving, baby, girl, just ain't no truth. This life you're living, girl, just ain't no truth. Yeah, and now I swear I'm telling you, girl, yeah. Just listen to the rhythm of the music now. Let it take you away, yeah. Let our souls collide. Now, all I really want from you is some truth and serenity. Yeah, yeah, baby, you, this life you're living, girl, just ain't no truth. This love you're giving, baby, girl, just ain't no truth. This life you're living, girl, just ain't no truth. Yeah, and now I swear I'm telling you.
Woo! Baby, you.
Woo!
Baby. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a slave for your music. And now I swear I'm telling you, baby.
Thank you.
Woo!
Damn.
My God. Girl.
That was unreal. Those guitar skills are crazy.
Yo, dude, like the.
Yeah, there's no bongos in studio, by the way. That was all the
guitar. One guitar. One guitar. One man.
The string just now.
Did you snap the string?
Yeah, no. Like halfway through the song.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So now what?
You snapped the string halfway through the song.
That's how.
Fuck, I didn't even notice.
Me neither.
Yo, what the hell? You played it all so well.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's not even a problem.
No. I mean, I can carry on. I just have to be smarter about it now.
Oh, damn it.
There was passion. That's I'm not what
happened. Yeah, I mean, can't just let go. Fucking strings and stuff, man.
Nah, literally, like the day I asked you if you wanted to be on the show and if you could perform something after, I was like, this guy's going in on the guitar. I was like, this is so sick, dude. Like, Because I remember the one, the other guy came in, like, he was just a singer, though, but he came in with a guitarist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, yeah, it was incredible.
You're like the one-man show.
One-man show.
One-man show. I like it.
It must have been amazing, man.
No, dude, Tony Bala, I don't know if you know, like...
He was here.
Yeah, dude. he was here.
He was here. Oh, wait.
Okay, I'm so...
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you restring it? Like, is it... Should we give you some time?
She's pretty gone.
She's pretty gone?
Yeah. I mean, I'll just have to... Oof.
It's fine.
I'll improvise.
We just using the... Anyway.
Well,
so.
I mean, we can always just chat shit for a bit. Like, if we can fix it.
Nah, it's pretty sexy.
No, I'm bringing an extra string to restring.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Maybe they have string somewhere else. Like, I don't know. Maybe Greg has string.
We'll get on the technical team and we will find out if we got string in studio. All right.
I mean, he is a guitarist.
Yeah, he is. He may just have highly doubt.
I also highly doubt, but it's fine. I think, why don't we just go that improvisation route? Because, I mean, you know, why not?
Yeah.
100%. Before we go there, I want to ask you guys, do you work out?
I mean, we have Hercules.
I work out.
Because, I mean, like, I've been seeing the gyms are packed now for December.
Oh, man.
You know,
that's the only reason.
And it's crazy because when I was gymming during winter, no one was there. The gyms were so empty. You know, you only get those dedicated people. But as soon as summer comes along, everyone's in the gym, and it's happening.
Yeah, it's weird because it should actually be the other way around. Yeah. Like,
yes.
You're supposed to bulk in the winter.
I know.
Your workouts in the winter. Because, like, you don't take your shirts off then.
Exactly.
I think you're supposed to go to gym through summer and winter. I mean,
you can go to gym the whole year.
Yeah, I will.
I'll gym like 3 months during the winter, and then like summer I'll just disintegrate my body with like food and shit.
You see, okay. it's actually all about it's all about what you eat, actually. That's the thing.
Is it like 60-40 or like 80-20?
80-20.
Diet 80 and then actual workout 20.
No.
Oh,
80. 80 is your clean eating. So 80 out of 100% you're eating clean. 20% out of the 100 you can have a cheat meal. So, okay. I mean, for me, I eat clean throughout the week. And then on one day on the weekend, I'll have a cheat meal or a cheat day where I'll pig out.
So that 100% is split out through the week.
Yeah.
So it's not like 100% each day. Where you can have 30% of that.
Actually, I don't know if it's spread out through the week. I think it's in your life.
Imagine it
in my life.
But think of it if... Okay, you know.
Okay, maybe when you realize you're going to sound like a Kwong. Okay.
But like really, it's protein, vegetables... Because the thing is, I don't eat carbs unless it's my cheat meal, you know. Yes. Because the thing is, what I think about is what is the value to, like, adding to my body? Like, what is the nutritional value? Before I eat something, I think, is this good for me?
Do you work it out as well? Like, those...
No, I'm not
people?
That obsessed.
Okay.
But, you know, eating clean, 3 meals a day, healthy snacks. Just being conscious about what you put into your body. Because I've realized that, you know, I don't necessarily only work out and eat clean to look good. I do it because it's become a hobby in the sense that you want to look after your temple. You know, your body is something you have with you for the rest of your life.
True.
So you have to take like the vitamins you need to take, you know, saunering to get rid of that water retention, drinking at least 3 liters of water a day, not drinking too much because then your kidneys freak out. And yeah, just like protein, you know, dairy is actually not that good for you as well.
Yeah, I've heard.
Have you seen What the Hell?
I have seen
Girl,
What the Hell.
I don't want to get into that because
let's just calm down.
Me going down the rabbit hole.
Calm it.
Right, but so just switch to almond milk and I swear your life will change.
Okay, really? You guys
really?
Need to do your thing.
Okay,
you guys
we
need
will.
To,
sorry, fitness
what,
so, just gets
what,
me so excited.
What song do you guys have
no,
for us?
There was something else I wanted to ask.
What did you want to ask me?
I said that a bit too close to your mic.
Have you seen... I think it's Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
You know that girl that always whispers
at her... Oh my gosh!
That was you just now.
That's so funny.
Okay, so what song do you guys have for us? Because like, I'm quite excited. I heard a bit of The Practice, so I know it booms.
So...
Yeah, it might change up a bit now because, like, we are currently a string down. So,
we like throwing curveballs at our guests here. It's,
no, we're down. We're game.
Yeah.
When you weren't looking, Greg tampered with that guitar and he made that string break.
So that we could have some sort of...
It's like Takeshi's
Castle. Something to work on. Yes.
We don't just play here. It's like Takeshi's Castle. We put obstacles in
struggles,
your way.
Struggles, exactly. We were thinking of singing Stay by Sam Smith.
Right.
You know, we both know it. It's both in our range. So we can either do that with a little that. I don't know what that's called.
Percussion.
The ratatats. Scrap-a-pa-pa-pa-pa. How did that get so big, guys?
British
that
culture.
Phrase.
Yeah, I told you earlier,
British culture. We talked about
you know, Man's Not Hot, right?
Yeah.
Big Shaq. So something I've realized since that song has come out is that people use that phrase in sentences. Like my boyfriend's little brother was like, man wants to go to a movie. Man's hungry.
Girl, this has been around for time. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
No.
British culture.
It's crazy.
Man's.
It's just cause,
bro.
It's just
blood.
There.
Blood.
It's not only just the song. It's part of
it's
the
culture.
Vocabulary
it's
now.
Legit
it's
culture.
Literally like you go there, they speak like it all the time. You like here, like when people speak it, like it's like a joke.
Yeah.
But when you go that side and everyone speaks
it's normal. Yeah.
It's normalith.
I mean,
that was horrible.
Yeah, there's this new movie on Netflix. You guys should watch it. It's called Elysium. It's very cool. And there's these two South African actors that are in it. And they have quite
it's a South
main...
African director.
Is it?
Yeah, Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah. Oh. So they have quite like a dominant role. I think that they are the two South African guys that play in it. They're like the antagonists of the movie. And
yes.
It's so funny how they use the South African slang. They're like, come on, but, lacquer.
It's like you, you would not expect it in like a movie like that.
And
like
it's like
the
a
main
proper
actors,
American
like
movie.
Matt Damon, I think it is.
Yeah, I think it is Matt Damon.
Yeah, like, and then all of a sudden you have Butch. You're like, whoa, what?
Same.
What
I heard his accent and originally I thought it was Australian or New Zealand because, you know, sometimes that can sound like South African.
It's just because you're not expecting
and
it.
And then I was like, what? There's a South African guy in this movie. That's crazy. And it just gave me hope because, you know, I want to go into the acting industry. Next year I'm studying at Stageworks, which is a performing arts school. And, you know, I can do an American accent if I need to, but it's quite cool to see how South African language and accent are like accepted in American movies now. It's quite interesting.
That's represent. Really cool. That's what I'm saying. We're representing now.
So can you speak in an American accent?
I can. When I went to New York, when I was 16. No, I was a bit younger. I went when I was
Kardashian.
15. I went to New York Film Academy for like a week, and then we had to learn how to do an American accent. And from that, it just became an easy thing. And also, like...
Awesome.
When I watch the Kardashians, it also allows me to learn about it as well. So that's my American accent.
Oh my God, so cool. That was so cool.
You guys heard here live on Cliff Central, we got the Kardashians in studio. Like, amazing.
Hi, I'm Kylie Jenner.
Oh my God. You've been practicing.
What is
that?
What is that private WhatsApp group like? Is it just like chaos?
Oh no, it's crazy. You
right?
know, Kylie's always complaining about her makeup. Kim's
How
complaining
we get
about
you,
her
guys?
I don't know.
Should we
all just
about Sam Smith?
That was me. I'm sorry.
Yes, let's go with that.
That's
I was talking about the movie Elysium.
It's a creative mind, you know.
So you guys need to watch that movie. It's really, really cool. It was done so well, and it's awesome.
It was a
very clever concept.
South African creatives representing.
100%.
Okay, so let's go into the musical.
Okay, cool.
Aspect.
Sweet.
Dab.
Okay. Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan.
I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand?
Oh, won't you stay with me?
You're all I need.
Ooh. This ain't
love, it's clear to see.
Darling, stay with me.
so emotional.
No, it's not a good look and some self-control. And deep down I know this never works. Hey,
I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand?
Oh, won't you stay with me? Oh, 'cause you're all I need. Hey,
this ain't love. It's clear to see,
babe.
Won't you stay with me?
Done dub.
Very improvised, very shaky. Extremely. But we tried.
But it was good.
You guys literally only got to practice for like 3 minutes.
It was literally 3 minutes. Well done, thank you.
That was incredible.
It's an honor performing with you.
Man, didn't broke a string, yeah? String down. That was quite incredible for string down, guys.
Yeah, we just literally just used that percussion.
You know?
No, it was good. It was very good. I approve, definitely.
Thank you.
Golden buzzer.
Golden buzzer.
Bam, bam, bam. That's my buzzer.
I'm so glad I switched that mic off.
We both are.
Yeah.
Hector. So, have we heard from anybody on that?
We actually got a question on the Instagram.
Yeah.
And people are asking to find out what your guys' creative processes are. Oh. So.
Okay. You go first, or should I go first?
Ching Chong Cha.
It's
Ching Chong Cha. You got one.
Ching Chong Cha.
Oh.
Ching Chong Cha. Oh, no. We are just the same person.
You guys were in sync, but Cavani takes it. So tell us, dog, what's your creative process? How do you come to make a song? Like, where do you start off?
To be honest, there isn't really a fixed creative process.
Right.
It's more like I write off of what I'm feeling. As cliche as that sound.
100%.
Yeah. I mean, I have to feel a certain type of way in order to project a certain type of way. Like, I can't be... I can't be out just, what again, playing funk. And then, like, you know, thinking about, like, you know, some girl who...
Did you wrong.
You know, it just can't work out like that. Yeah.
Nah, So for you, it's like more of an emotional-based...
Yeah, emotional-based. Although, from time to time, when, like, you know, what's it called? What's the mind block called?
Writer's block.
Thank you. So when I get the writer's all block. The
time. You get the writer's block thinking about what writer's block is called. What's that thing called?
That's how you know it's real. You know?
100%.
That's so hectic. That's like a mind.
All right. And Liv, how do you come to make a song?
So with me, I love to write off experiences. So I have a little songbook and I like to kind of jot down ideas because sometimes things just come to me about, you know, pain I've felt or happiness I've felt, and I write down that experience and then I work off that. And with my music, I like to tell a story. So I want people to feel like they can relate. So that when they're listening, they can feel like it's their song too, not only just my song.
Makes sense.
And so I have a producer. His name is Emblazon. He owns a producing company called Produced by Vam. They're called the Vam family. And they've been behind me since my first song I released in 2015. And basically, I go to his house. We sit down. He has a few writers, a few other producers. And sometimes we'll come up with the lyrics first and then make a beat, or we'll just come up with the beat, work on the piano, do one or two things on the computer, add one or two things, and then we'll jam. We'll listen, we'll hear, okay, this is a good melody, this can go in here. Then I get into the booth and then I sing what I need to sing, and then we keep that, and then we edit that as well. So it's a long process, but if there's no vibe and emotion when we creating a song, we call off the studio night. So if we can feel like that, you know, we're not inspired or we're feeling tired, we won't push it. We won't try to make something that's not going to happen naturally.
So are you ever like walking down the street or just chilling somewhere, maybe at a restaurant or whatever, and then like a spark comes to you, like and then like you message your people and you're like, guys, 100%.
I call Emblazon and I'm like, listen, I just thought of this unreal concept, I just thought of this amazing melody, send him some voice notes, he'll be like, okay, cool, come through to my house, you know, like when that energy happens, you need to take advantage of it.
What sparks those? Like,
I think experiences senses, being places, recalling things, nice. You know, like it could be anything. I mean, when I went through troubles with a guy, for example, I wrote a lot of my emotions down.
Right.
And then when I'll hear a song on the radio, it will remind me about that time. And then I'll look at that notepad and I'll be like, shit, I haven't looked at this in a while. What can I work from this, you know? But also with my music, I don't want it to be a sob story. I don't want it to be a pity party, you know? I don't want it to be like, poor me. I want it to be inspiring and also like something, like I said, like people can relate to.
Yeah.
And also people want to listen to stuff that makes them feel good.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what's important is definitely. People want to feel good and people want to be happy. And it's about music that speaks to you in that way. So, yeah.
Preach, damn. That was like heavy detailed process. I like that.
I feel like there's a lot of listeners out there right now just on their knees clapping. Like, yes. I agree.
Thank you.
Spirit animal.
No, but that's incredible. I mean, it's also nice because people can be inspired by your ways. They can try use your techniques.
100%.
To try to take themselves further in the music industry.
100%.
And so that's why it's a good platform to have us speaking about these things. We're learning.
Others are learning as well.
If I ever thought, like, if I ever think to go into music, now I'm just going to have a little songbook.
Write it down.
Write down my raps. You know? Because I'm gonna be the first grime artist in South Africa.
No, is that? Of course.
You heard it here first.
I saw this coming. I'm not going to lie.
So what are your guys' plans for December?
Oh, gosh,
that doesn't sound good.
We working, man.
Yeah, we don't know what holidays are.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Grinding, hustling.
Yeah, depressed Mark started to sound like we don't.
Sometimes I want to go out and drink.
We do that anyway.
but like on like the same level as like our friends, you know.
Nah, I can't do that. I feel like
because
that's
you're
too much.
Working.
No, but I just can't. My body is like, no, dude.
Because you've been working so much.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yes, there we go.
100%.
Why don't you agree?
So
no, but like literally, I'm going to Mozambique for about a week.
Unreal.
Yeah, my fam is going for two, but I was like, I have to stay.
Mm.
There's like so much stuff to do. Like, yeah, we just initiating now a second month of PR work for one of our clients. Yeah, so it's going into the second phase. So yeah, we do PR, by the way, everybody.
And that was a sponsored post, so word.
Yes, word. I'm going to Thailand for the first time.
Ooh. You see, she was just setting that up. She just wanted to slam dunk on us.
No, I didn't.
That's what she was. She wanted to slam dunk on us.
No, I didn't. Listen, Mozambique's cool as well, but.
Well, now I don't want to go anymore.
Mozambique's dank, dude. I mean,
it's fine. Cool. Next year, I'm going to Croatia.
Okay, you see, slam dunk on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you slam on me, I'm gonna slam on you.
100%. That's what you gotta do.
Kavani, what are your plans?
My plans, I'm pretty much here the whole holiday.
Dude, I'll hit you up and we'll go out.
My nigga, please, just once.
That was a chest pump.
That was embarrassing.
You're embarrassing.
My mom said she's clapping after what I said.
You see?
She was clapping.
And our moms are our biggest fans.
100%.
Yeah, I love my mom. My mom's clapping too.
Okay, so unfortunately, it has come that time where we have to start wrapping up the show.
Mm.
So any last... I can't remember what the word is. I'm going to say something
thoughts.
Shakespearean.
Mm. So
okay,
many
yeah,
writer's blocks going on here, guys.
Hey, I actually wanted to ask you guys, how do you guys overcome writer's block? You say you pretty much just put it off and say, if I'm not feeling inspired today, I'm not feeling inspired.
100%.
I'll take it up another time.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk diary, man.
Drunk diary.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I actually like the sound of that.
Yeah. Mm. That should be the name of your album. That's a cool name for your
drunk diary.
That's flippin' cool.
Did you just nearly say
guys,
what? Nothing.
This happened on Millennials. I want you guys to know that. Live inspiring these artists. Hey. You know?
You see, it's places like this with good energy, good people, good vibes where things just come
up. That's what it's all about. So, for the last thing for today's show, Olivia, where can people find you and, more importantly, your music?
Okay, cool. So, guys, Instagram at Olivia Cloud, OliviaCloud.
Yas queen.
And, yeah, that's basically the only real thing I use. Snapchat at LivCL. You can find my music on iTunes. Just type in Olivia Cloud and look out for my EP coming next year and my single featuring Gemini Major.
Bam, bam. And Cavani.
Alright, I'm new to this, all of this. So then, but don't worry, ladies and gents. My team's working on all my links and all my I guess social media, and that'll all be posted.
Hectic.
And that'll all be posted on my Facebook, where you can find it at Cavani Dumisa.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
And well, there'll also be a written article on the website, Millennial Creative of the Week. Shout out, bam bam.
At the Millennial Gen, www.themillennialgen.com.
And follow at the Millennial Gen on Instagram.
Definitely.
As well.
Thank you for plugging us. We always plug other people, but thank you.
Thank you for having us, guys.
Thank you so much.
I'm so excited about the year ahead of us with the Millennials and our music as well.
Definitely.
Cool.
And then we have events all the time, so you guys are now welcome to all of our events. So, without further ado, this has been the Millennial Gen Podcast. Thank you very much for listening.
And we are CliffCentral.com.